And yesterday on the programme, we were doing an introduction to speed reading. And, talking about introductions, hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Peter Stewart in real life. Tweeter Stewart on Twitter. I said Twitter. Thank you. TWEETERSTEWART. Speed reading, talking to time, may be a really useful skill for you to be able to have, but it can often lead to getting tongue-tied. And we'll talk about recovering from verbal slips and trips in a couple of 3 days on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Yeah. Why we hit script reading speed bumps when we are trying to talk to time? Well, we can become a little bit unseated because sometimes we're not prepped up to rev up. Yeah, if your engine of articulation is not properly warmed up, then it could seize up. On TV dance shows, neither the pros or the celebs go straight onto the floor and perform. Athletes don't just put on shorts and sprint. You have to gear your speaking gear into gear. Go back and listen to our previous podcasts on exercises to go through, various hums and glides, which are your equivalent of a practice lap. Oh, and did I mention to top up with oil? Or in this case, for a vocal performer, that of course is likely to be water instead. Being unfamiliar with the road ahead. Yeah, do you think racing car drivers' first knowledge of the circuit is the first lap? Of course not. They study it before they arrive, watch performance of other drivers on that course, take the car for a few spins around so they can feel the bends and the chicanes and the cambers. And similarly, you need to know the script. Take it for a drive a few times, so you know the route it's taking and the mouth manoeuvres you'll have to make at speed. Know the tricky pronunciatory turns and where the pit stops are, where you can take a breath. Being sleepy at a wheel is likely to cause a few problems as well. Yeah, like any good driver, especially one against the clock, you need to concentrate on what you're doing. Get in the race zone and focus on the job in hand. Watch out for those punctuation potholes. These could be littered throughout the route ahead. It may be that even though you're the main driver of the message, you'll have to fill them in yourself so you know where to lift and subdue the words, where to pause, alter your tone, or even change gear. And another problem with speed reads, not reading the road. Yeah, you need to be scanning ahead so you can drive to the conditions, seeing the upcoming words and phrases that may cause trouble, the ones that may leap out and force you to slow down. And if you see them in advance, you can mentally muster your mouth movements, preparing for your pronunciatory prosody. So those are some ways that you can avoid hitting script reading speed bumps on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Tomorrow, talking to time as the show continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.